This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes here, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, discussing the big tech censorship issues, discussing the Democratic debates, discussing the clown show that you can watch again tonight, episode 2, season 2, series 2, the sequel, when the big Democratic candidates get up on the debate stage. You can watch that at clownworld.us, which will be on tonight to broadcast again. You can review and see the unique clown show that is this particular Democratic nomination process. What big tech and big media don't want you to see is the independent press, the independent stories that come from here. And to give you an example, as was recently commented on by one of the members of the media, it isn't just the social media companies. It's knitting companies. It's payment processing services. What we're seeing in real time is the ideological segregation of civil society in a bid to kick non-quote-unquote progressives out of the public square. The consequences are monumental. And what are they talking about? They're talking about Project Veritas, YouTube banning the Pinterest investigation, Twitter suspending Veritas for its Pinterest story, Reddit banning Project Veritas. Yesterday, Reddit removed the Donald from being able to even comment on the Democratic debates. What do they use? The bogus allegation of threats that didn't really exist. The threats they were talking about had all been removed. There had been no violation of any policy by the Donald, and yet the Donald, one of the most popular meme makers on the entire Internet, one of the most popular commentators of viral insights on the Internet in terms of politics from the political right and the Trump-supporting world, was removed entirely from the very first Democratic debate. YouTube banning the Google investigation, Vimeo banning the Google investigation, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC refusing to even comment or discuss the Project Veritas expose that exposed Google and their corruption and their fraud that led to congressional hearings yesterday discussing it. That is what's taking place, and it's not the limit of it. As The Intercept, a publication that comes from the left by Glenn Greenwald and others, reported, a new site exposes how Apple censors apps in China. The new site is called AppleCensorship.com, and it details how Apple is being integral in incorporating its tools and technology and its dominance over the application marketplace, where that's where the InfoWars app was in various ways. They tried to remove it, tried to delist it, tried to blacklist it. They're trying to do the same thing using the Chinese social credit and surveillance model system that they want to impose here in the United States. But that's not the limit of it. As one article discusses in Wired, which is, again, a liberal publication, technology publication, Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency betrays the company's true ambitions. And what are they talking about? What they're talking about is whether Facebook is no longer a company, but is more like a country. In fact, they're describing it as creating an immersive ecosystem. So maybe it's time to start asking, what is the functional difference between a company and a country? And they talk about how much power they have over the global economy, how their ambition is to, quote, own all your interactions, not just your driving, not just your eating, not just your typing, but all your thoughts, all your ideas, all your mentality, all your personality. They would prefer that you forget they exist while they're watching everything you do. This is the big tech model that's meant ultimately to control thought and to suppress thought and to create a sort of mind conformity approach of the kind that gets the Young Turks up and cheering as outside the Democratic debate. And what is it all leading up to? It's leading up to things like this. Twitter to censor Trump tweets ahead of the 2020 election. So after Project Veritas exposes this, today Twitter announced policies that they admitted would lead to downranking President Trump's tweets. And the main forum, the main social media mechanism that the president has to reach out to ordinary everyday people to circumvent the mainstream media's gatekeeping collusive role with big tech to suppress independent news, independent views, and independent press, they're going to try to achieve before the 2020 election. When we get back, we'll discuss the scandals that the Democratic candidates are trying to hide, big media is trying to suppress, that big tech is trying to censor, and we'll discuss those in detail, and whether they'll be asked about that tonight's debate, or whether or not they will be hidden and suppressed like the ones last night were. So come back to the Alex Jones Show.
I'll be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, being guest hosted today by attorney Robert Barnes. Stay with us as we discuss some of the Democratic scandals that were covered up last night and some of the Democratic scandals that they should be discussing tonight. So, for example, you saw both Cory Booker and others discuss trying to break up Wall Street companies, trying to do something about big drug company prices and Big Pharma, though notably many of them did not discuss Big Pharma's role involved in school shootings and whether or not drug companies' use of SSRI drugs, special selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the effect they have on young minds that have been sufficiently untested and lead people to commit violent acts. That was not discussed at all at the Democratic debate. Instead, it was blame the gun. Whatever you do, blame the gun. Blame the tool. Blame the mechanism. Blame the means. Don't blame the motive. Don't blame the method. Don't blame other means of defense. Only blame the gun. And in that context, we have Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota, who was mostly a nervous Nelly all night, and nervous in the way in which she discussed things. She was half shaking up there. How is that going to be someone that's going to be elected president? I mean, I'm sure if President Trump was watching that, he gained confidence from watching the weakness of the Democratic candidates last night, not only in substantive content, but in stylistic approach, in their lack of persuasive quality and their lack of strong backbone character. Everyone except Tulsi Gabbard demonstrated that in spades. But let's go to video 11, which has Senator Klobuchar, while mostly trying to dodge the question and mislead, try to give people the impression that taking away your guns is really taking away your Second Amendment rights, the rights that secure every other right in the Constitution, that somehow that's really not taking away your guns and is really a voluntary act. So if we can show video number 11.
Give 30 seconds, Senator Klobuchar, the iron range. I'm curious. Gun confiscation, right? If the government is buying back, how do you not have that conversation?
Well, that's not confiscation. You would give them the offer to buy back their gun. But I'll say this. I look at these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick in his deer stand, coming from a proud hunting and fishing state? These proposals don't do that. When I was a prosecutor, I supported the assault weapon ban. When I was in the Senate, I saw those moms from Sandy Hook come and try to advocate for change, and we all failed. And then, now, these Parkland kids from Florida, they started literally a national shift. You know why? It's just like with gay marriage. When kids talk to their parents and their grandparents, they say, I don't understand why we can't put these sensible things in place. They listen. And if we get bested by a bunch of 17-year-olds, it's the best thing that ever happened.
You know, the reason why people don't like lawyers, they use language that isn't real, that isn't true, that isn't honest too frequently. And there you had Senator Klobuchar saying that taking away your gun isn't confiscation. that taking away your gun is taking away your means of self-defense, taking away your means of enjoyment, is not somehow a bad thing. It's not confiscatory. It's not taking anything. It's simply a voluntary act. And it's that same mindset and mentality. And what's interesting is there she brought up various school shootings that occurred. Well, what she did not discuss in terms of Sandy Hook was mechanisms and methods that could have been used to secure those schools. That was part of what the press covered up. While the press was busy blaming the gun, they weren't talking about Big Pharma. While the press was busy blaming the gun, they weren't talking about mental health facilities in the United States and their failure to serve underserved communities and constituencies, including the young. While they were talking solely and wholly about the gun, they were trying to suppress, through Freedom of Information Act requests, information about what the politicians had been up to in the local community, including failing to use elementary and elemental mechanisms and methods to secure the school, simply providing the means by which people could lock, the teachers could lock the inside of their doors in order to protect themselves against this particular incident, something that has been custom in practice since the horrific shootings at Columbine. We won't know whether people could have been alive that are now passed away and now died after that horrific incident. What we do know is that the politicians got away with it because they were not exposed at the time. And had they been exposed at the time, you would have probably had every school in the country at least employ the basic safety technique, the basic safety tactic of allowing teachers to at least be able to lock the inside of their classroom doors to protect young children when there's a shooter on the loose. Now, of course, Israel and other countries have used the mechanism of being able to at least voluntarily, truly voluntarily, arm their teachers or have more armed guards present. You don't see these kind of mass shootings take place in places where you see armed security. You disproportionately see these mass shootings take place in places where gun ownership is often not allowed in that particular area or vicinity. And in fact, there is an inadequate security mechanism put in place. And that's what needs to be talked about and discussed, but unfortunately was not last night. But it's part of a broader pattern of what was not discussed last night, and that included the many Democratic scandals that have not been discussed or reviewed. So, for example, you had Senator Booker last night, and you're going to have Senator Harris and Senator Gillibrand tonight, likely talking about how they want to break up Wall Street. They want to do something about the Wall Street dominance. In these Times reports, the 2020 candidates are the darlings of Wall Street, and the numbers are the proof. And it goes through how Senator Booker, by far the candidate most favored by the big Wall Street firms, is Cory Booker. He's known for his Wall Street-friendly reputation. And yet, what was he doing last night? He was talking about how he's going to take on Wall Street, about as credible as Barack Obama, who was single-handedly was the biggest recipient of Wall Street funds in American political history. In fact, the private equity world is more generous to Senator Booker than anyone else. They've shown a, quote, particular affinity for Senator Booker. But that's not all. You also are going to have tonight Senator Kamala Harris from the state of California. We'll have up later an interview that was done at the scene by InfoWars reporters of the lieutenant governor from California, who discussed for about 7 or 8 minutes how she would like the Democratic Party and the White House to be converted into a macro version of what California is at a micro version. So you can look forward to Skid Row's coming to your cities and streets soon, if that vision becomes reality. But the other thing that Senator Booker was known for, along with Senator Harris in California, is that Senator Harris receives more funding from Wells Fargo than any senator or any presidential candidate in the country. And that shouldn't come as any surprise, even though Wells Fargo has been demonstrated repeatedly in various court cases and court filings as one of the most rogue banks that took a lot of money that did not belong to them over the many years and participated and facilitated the 2008 crash. But that wasn't the only aspects of the issues that linger, the conspiracy, the scandals that the press has used so far to suppress. Let's take one of the Democratic favorites, one of President Obama's favorites, the mayor from South Bend, who will be on the stage tonight, Pete Buttigieg. There's actually over-under odds on whether or not you can pronunciate his name correctly. I'll confess I'll probably get it wrong at some point. But one of the things that's been covered up so far is about his role in racist firings of an African-American police chief, his attempts to fire that police chief while there was an FBI investigation of the local police department while there was a prosecutorial investigation of the local police department. Apparently, these secret tapes document conversations and communications that reveal various forms of racial prejudice by people politically connected to the mayor of South Bend, Mr. Buttigieg. There's been a history of police misconduct issues and allegations. Those same allegations haunt Senator Harris, who was involved with the crime lab and when she was San Francisco district attorney, that covered aspects up of misconduct and malfeasance and misdeeds. She covered up police misconduct, prosecutorial misconduct, government agent misconduct, repeatedly put people in prison who did not belong there. So are they going to ask these questions of Mr. Buttigieg tonight? Are they going to ask these questions of Senator Harris tonight? So the particularly someone who's holding himself out as the winner of the oppression Olympics. The additional discussion will be whether or not they discuss Senator Harris and her involvement with Senator Feinstein, her involvement with Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the Lennar tainted scandal involving the Hunter Point shipyard. This involves that there's sealed indictments involving the case and the matter. It's a Superfund site at the Hunter's Point shipyard. And it involves cover-up of radium commodities underneath public housing. It involves many contaminated families because of what was taking place. And shock, shock, it turns out Senator Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum, was a primary contact to build condos at Treasure Island. Speaker Pelosi's nephew is an executive at Lennar that's involved in the construction project. And there's been, quote, continued silence by Senator Harris on, quote, the massive U.S. fraud that has occurred, according to members of the press. Will the press discuss this tonight with Senator Harris? Her role in corruption in the state of California? Her role in covering up police misconduct? Pete Buttigieg's role in cover-upping misconduct and malfeasance of the police and the prosecution units in South Bend? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, guest hosted by myself, Robert Barnes. Today, on behalf of Alex, be on tonight for the clownworld.us, clownworld.us, to cover the sequel, the second in the series of Clown World debates tonight for the Democratic candidates. And the big question is whether or not any of the media will be willing to ask a single question about the scandals and controversies that haunt these candidates. Last night, the Californication of the Democratic Party in the United States that they would like to seek was exposed and discussed by InfoWars reporters who were there on the ground. And let's go to that video where there's an extended interview with how she wants to Californify and Californicate the United States permanently by getting a Democratic candidate like Kamala Harris elected to the White House.
I'm with Action 78. It's a local station out of Austin, Texas. I'm just here today to ask people how the debates went, if anyone stood out for them.
Sure. Well, full disclosure, I'm the Lieutenant Governor of California, so I was really looking for Democratic California values up on the stage tonight, and I think tomorrow night when we have Senator Harris up there, we're going to hear a little bit more about how we're doing things in California. But by and large, my feeling was we've got a lot of really great qualified Democrats, any one of which would do a better job than the current occupant of the White House. And there was a lot of agreement between them about some of the big issues like immigration and health care and gun control. And then some differences between them. But all in all, it made me really proud to be Democrat.
And what issues do you think are going to be at the forefront of the debate tomorrow?
Well, I think it would be the same issues. Again, I think we're going to hear a little bit different approach, certainly from our California senator. But I think these are really the issues that, by and large, people are hearing about on the campaign trail and that voters want to hear the various candidates address.
So you said that you wanted to bring the Democratic values of California to the rest of America. What are some of those values?
Well, first of all, but the reality is that Californians are 27% foreign-born. We are truly a state of immigrants, and we are the fifth largest economy in the world. And there is a connection between immigration, opportunity, public higher education, and a strong economy. So I think we're going to hear about that. I also think that you're going to hear a little bit from our senator about some of the issues related to gun control that we're taking in California. They asked, how do you take whatever the number was, hundreds of millions of weapons off the street? In California, we're doing background checks on ammunition. So we've got some creative solutions, and I think that those will hopefully take center stage tomorrow with Senator Harris.
As Lieutenant Governor of California, is there anyone that you have endorsed yet officially?
Yes, of course. I've endorsed my senator, but I will also say that I'm very much a believer
that as Democrats across the country really start to peel back the layers and examine their choices, that we need to stay positive, that we need to decide who we're for, and help our candidates deliver their message, help voters decide.
Is there anyone you think that has a chance to defeat Trump in 2020?
Anyone who is the Democratic nominee is going to have the full force of the Democratic Party and people who believe in American democracy behind them. I strongly believe that, and I am really very confident that our party is going to come together behind our nominee.
What do you think about the crisis right now in California? We've got homeless people, we've got crisis outbreaks. What's going on with that?
Look, California, like any state, has our challenges. We are a state of 40 million people. We have a homeless crisis, an affordability crisis that sadly, but, has come along with our economic growth. But we also have people in Sacramento in our legislature, a new governor, a lieutenant governor, who work together cooperatively, lots of different opinions. But at the same time, you don't have the kind of winner-take-all politics that you see in Washington. So I'm very optimistic that our state is addressing some challenges.
What do you have to say to some people that criticize the Democratic Party, saying that a lot of blue cities have homeless problems?
So homelessness is a problem in California. Homelessness is a problem across the country. A lot of that has to do with mental health issues. And we are finding new ways to try to address the problem. And one of the biggest things in California is we just have to build more housing. So that is very much at the forefront of our policy agenda right now.
Open borders and illegal immigration are a
about it, that they are not trying to pursue
rational conversation, they are trying to drive people into one corner or another, and it is not serving our country well. All right.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to just give us straight donations? There's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them. 50% off that Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforest Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes back, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show. Glad you can be here with us. And we hope you stick with us as we go through and discuss some of the scandals that the media is trying to cover up of the Democratic candidate's past and history, as well as the big tech censorship that takes place. We're also going to get to the question that should be asked of Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller has agreed now to appear before the Democratic Congress. Even though he said he wasn't going to be appearing, wasn't going to be discussing, wasn't going to be talking, wasn't going to be saying anything outside of the original report that he produced, a report that was riddled with the legally dubious conclusions, but did have one correct conclusion: no conspiracy, no collusion, no crime by President Trump. The questions that should be asked of Robert Mueller we'll get into later on in the show in the next segment. And we'll discuss the questions that need to be asked so that Robert Mueller is no longer inspired to defame or libel the President of the United States with false innuendo like he did in his press conference and like he did with 2 years of a bogus investigation based on a fraudulent conspiracy theory that had no merit in fact and that almost brought us to the brink of a nuclear war, as the largest nuclear power other than the United States in the world is Russia, and also almost brought us the overturning of an election and the democratic processes that put President Trump in the presidency. But we'll discuss that next. Before we go into further detail there, let's discuss the scandals of the questions that should be asked tonight in the Democratic debates, questions that were not asked last night, but hopefully will be asked tonight, if not by those inside the debate room, be asked by those outside of the public. Remember, you can watch Clown World at clownworld.us tonight, and Alex's breakdown of the continuing unintended comedy show that is the Democratic debates. The various collusion and conspiracies that occur in these debates are related to the attempts to cover up for the Democratic candidates' history of their own collusion, their own criminal conduct, their own various scandals that they have been a part of that have never been fully investigated or vetted in the sort of Hillary Clinton tradition. One of those is Senator Kamala Harris. You just saw a video excerpt of the Lieutenant Governor of California, who was interviewed by the InfoWars reporters there on the ground, who talked about how anxious she was to Californify and Californicate the United States into the way California is today. Didn't really have answers on the immigration issues. Didn't really have answers on the Skid Row homelessness problems that are occurring. Didn't really have issues on the mental health crisis that's occurring amongst those that are in the homeless community and constituency. Didn't really have answers on the wage threats and the wage pushdowns and other issues that are raised by illegal immigration into the United States, as well as the disease questions that come from people who come into the country who have not been checked or vetted or looked at. The other issues that she also didn't talk about, notice she went on about how she wanted to make sure everything stayed positive. And she said this right after talking about how she had endorsed Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris from California, for the presidency. Now, what would inspire that statement in relationship to the debates tonight? It's probably because she doesn't want anyone to be discussing Kamala Harris's questionable political past. This includes an article from the Wall Street Journal that said Kamala Harris didn't act for 5 years on a policy to help ensure fair trials. This included a continuous failure to disclose past misconduct by police and prosecutors involved in the law enforcement cases that she was responsible for. This also deals with how Kamala Harris got to the position she's in today. As former Mayor Willie Brown, who has been under FBI and other criminal investigation over the years during his political career, publicly admitted and is documented in the Fox News story, and he publicly admitted in his own column, he had, in this era of Me Too, Kamala Harris got fame, got connections, got credit, got political power, got to the position of prominence she has today because she engaged in an she was Willie Brown's mistress. She engaged in an affair with this older man who he admitted, quote, he influenced her career by appointing her to 2 state commissions. He certainly helped with her first race for office that put her on the political stage and the political map in the first place. And it goes into the details in the ways that he promoted her to highly paid, well-paid positions that lined her pockets and put her in a position of political power and prominence. So how is it that in the Me Too era, someone like that is going to be nominated for the Democratic nomination for the presidency? Will that question be asked tonight in the Democratic debates by the supposedly independent media that will be asking questions? As the local newspapers in San Luis Obispo and other parts of California talk about, Kamala Harris's past could hurt her run for presidency. And what do they mean by that? They mean the fact that she secretly paid $400,000 to settle harassment claims against one of her top aides, who she continued to promote despite knowing of these allegations and accusations. So in this Me Too era, you have someone who was a politician's mistress who obtained well-paid, well-compensated positions while and after she was that person's mistress, and then in turn promoted people within her own staff who were busy harassing people so badly that she had to pay out $400,000 to settle the claims against one of her top aides, and yet continued to promote them until media coverage exposed her. In addition, her district attorney's office was caught violating the constitutional rights of individuals repeatedly with various forms of misconduct and malfeasance and misdeeds. She, quote, systematically mishandled evidence. That was according to another liberal judge in San Francisco, said that about Kamala Harris. She often pushed harsh punishments of people who did very minor events and minor incidents. She repeatedly upheld knowingly wrongful convictions of innocent individuals, convictions obtained by official misconduct, by government misconduct, by suppression of crucial information by her prosecutors in her own office that went right to the top, according to the California courts. Will any of the press cover that tonight in the Democratic debate? Will they ask her a single question about it? Or will they like what they did with Cory Booker, where they asked the man from Wall Street, the man from Big Pharma, to talk about how he was going to take on Wall Street and Big Pharma? Will they ask Kamala Harris how she's going to clean up the criminal justice system, even though she was part of corrupting that system in the first place and over a decade of a political experience as the attorney general and the district attorney in California? But that isn't the only political scandals that should be dominating the Democratic debate and be in the discussion and the questions tonight. The big one include sleepy, creepy Joker Joe, and those include his connections to China and Ukraine. For example, as reported by major publications, including the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, he was the author of Clinton Cash. He also wrote a book called Secret Empires, in which he documented how Biden's family, particularly his son Hunter Biden, entered into, quote, lucrative business arrangements with Chinese government-tied investment funds and a struggling Ukrainian energy company that led to millions and billions of dollars being exchanged. It was, quote, part of a coveted $1.5 billion private equity deal, one of the biggest deals of that kind undertaken in China or in the same with the Ukraine deal. What's interesting is what other involvement it involved. One investment was into a company that was a facial recognition software provider that raised eyebrows, as human rights group claimed it was being used to, quote, prop up China's surveillance state. So you have not only involvement of corruption and collusion that while Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States, his son was getting deals that he had never got before and that were completely unexplained by his lack of skill set. As this article is in the New York Post, authored by Peter Schweitzer, details the troubling reason why Biden is so soft on China. Will this question be asked tonight? They discuss and disclose how the businesses of Hunter Biden and his partners, quote, created a series of LLCs. Those are called limited liability companies, often used to disguise ownership and authorship. Were involved in, quote, multi-billion dollar private equity deals with companies owned by the Chinese government. Not only that, some of the deals included a son of former Massachusetts State Senator Billy Bulger. You might wonder who that is. Well, that relates to the famous Whitey Bulger, the notorious mobster who was covered up by Robert Mueller and others while he was a secret informant and popularly portrayed in the movie The Departed by Jack Nicholson in one of the biggest corruption scandals to ever hit the FBI. So somehow the Bulger family is connected, involved with the Biden family, with making money in China and the Ukraine. It goes further in this 12 days after Hunter stepped off Air Force 2 in Beijing. That's when his company signed a, quote, historic deal with the Bank of China. The U.S. Justice Department would later charge companies involved with this with stealing nuclear secrets from the United States. So when we come back, let's discuss whether or not Biden has been involved while he was vice president in allowing nuclear secrets to be stolen from the United States on behalf of companies connected to and involved with enriching his family and secret deals only obtained right after he stepped off Air Force Two. Up next, come back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table. They work on a computer, and I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Barnes on the Alex Jones Show, guest hosting today. Just enjoying some of the InfoWars coffee that you just heard advertised about. It's one of the best. It's in Twin Peaks. There was a line, the old TV show some years ago, where he sat down, and one of the reasons why he stayed involved in the investigation, the particular FBI agent, was because they had darn good coffee in Twin Peaks. And InfoWars coffee is truly darn good coffee. Extended, and it's 50% off all InfoWars Life formulas all the way through July 4th. Get it now. Get it quickly. Because what you're doing is supporting. There's also free shipping. There's various double Patriot points involved. Various mechanisms to support and reward you for keeping InfoWars alive. Because you are the firewall between the independent free press and independent free speech and independent free elections and independent free thought in this country and the big tech, big media collusive conspiracies that attempt to suppress and oppress that speech and thought and elections in this country. When you have Project Veritas document in detail, people admitting, confessing, blowing the whistle on Google and big tech, the most powerful of the big tech companies involved, intending to meddle in the 2020 elections. The only counterpoint to that is that you seize that power back by supporting InfoWars. By what you're doing is beyond you're buying products that you like, you buy products that you enjoy. All Alex has done over the years is looked at products he likes, that he enjoys, finds the best ones, and gives them to his audience. And in exchange, the audience allows InfoWars to be a meaningful, independent, the most meaningful of its scale, of its space, and the independent free press. There's a reason why there's been such an effort to oppress and suppress InfoWars in the social media sphere and the public media sphere. So many efforts to lie and libel about Alex Jones and InfoWars to try to defame and destroy the InfoWars message, the InfoWars brand, the InfoWars voice. Because that voice is really the voice of the audience. Because you have seized back the power from the big corporate donors and the sugar daddy billionaires who control almost every other major media outlet in the world. So continue to support InfoWars by using the opportunity of the sales that will continue through this weekend to use them, especially coming up to July 4th when we're going to be celebrating our independence. We're going to be celebrating not only the independence of a nation, but the independence of an idea. The idea of freedom of thought was unique to the American Revolution. It really didn't meaningfully exist in any legal form prior to the United States Constitution and the United States political experiment. Free thought, free speech really didn't exist prior to that. Freedom of religion didn't really exist prior to that. Free elections in a little democratic process didn't really exist prior to that. Before then, you had royal families and political dynasties controlling our electoral, political, and economic and futures. You had institutions, big religious institutions or other social institutions, controlling what you could think, controlling what you could speak, controlling what you could hear. InfoWars is the ultimate counter to that. So as we come to the July 4th revolution that reignited the ideas of freedom for around the world, help continue to support, it is your choice, it is your empowerment, self-empowerment, that makes possible the freedom of speech, the freedom of thought, and the freedom of press that InfoWars is able to protect, defend, and articulate. And that's particularly going to be revealed tonight when you can watch the clownworld.us debate right here on clownworld.us, where you'll be able to see the discussion and the dialogue that takes place and see whether they ask the questions that needed to be asked that are likely not going to be asked. And that's why we need this free press. That's why we need this free thought. That's why we need this free speech. For example, if we go back to Senator and then Vice President Biden, while he was Vice President, special deals were cut, billion-dollar deals, deals that put millions of dollars in the pockets of Biden family and friends. But it went beyond that. As reported in the New York Post, troublingly, some of these investments had major implications for national security. In December 2014, one of the companies involved in some of these projects became an anchor investor in the IPO, the initial public offering, of China General Nuclear Power Corporation, a state-owned energy company involved in the construction of nuclear reactors. And here's the scary part. In April 2016, the U.S. Justice Department would charge China General Nuclear Power Corporation with stealing nuclear secrets from the United States. Action federal prosecutors admitted could cause significant damage to our national security. So what was Vice President Biden and his family doing cutting deals with businesses and companies that were busy stealing nuclear secrets from the United States? Will that question be asked tonight at the Democratic debates? Not only that, will they ask about the Ukrainian nightmare, as described in TheHill.com by the excellent investigative reporter John Solomon. As the headline reveals, Joe Biden's 2020 Ukrainian nightmare, a closed probe is revived. Well, what are they referencing? They're referencing a probe that was taking place in Ukraine that Joe Biden, while he was vice president, managed to get suppressed because he managed to get the prosecutor fired. And they were, quote, the prosecutor Biden got fired was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe in Ukraine into the natural gas firm that employed, guess who? Biden's younger son, Hunter, as a board member. In fact, some of these companies and banking records reveal Biden's son was receiving as much as $166,000 a month connected to these transactions. But it gets even worse as they go into detail in Peter Schweitzer's book on secret empires, the various money that changed hands, when it changed hands, how investigations disappeared, and how Vice President Biden even bragged about the ability to get these allegations suppressed and the prosecutor fired. Is Biden going to be asked that question tonight in the Democratic debates? As we go on, will they be asking about the, quote, Joe Biden's haunted legacy in Iraq? Because it keeps going and going when it comes to Biden. The only thing worse than his continuous gaffes is his continued allegations of corruption. There's issues, again, about defense contractor issues, about Biden's support of some of these wars in conflict, about Biden's friends, pals, and political allies getting enriched. The other big issue tonight on the Democratic debate stage, other than whether they ask serious, meaningful questions about the corruption histories of Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, is whether or not Joe Biden has one of his famous gaffes again. Whether he starts talking about if you go to a 7-Eleven store, you only find Pakistanis. Whether he starts stereotyping African Americans, as he's done repeatedly and routinely over his history. Whether he tries to defend his segregation friends and allies and calls in the 1970s. Whether or not he just has one of his gaffes, such as one of his famous ones when he didn't realize that he was talking to someone, he said in the crowd, in the audience, and said he really felt bad for their mom passing away, and it turned out their mom was still alive. Or when he kept asking a paraplegic, a person who was a paraplegic following a care accident, to please, quote, stand up. And whether he'll explain some of his racial theories, like black awareness, for his reasons for opposing busing. Or whether he'll tell people again that the word jobs only has three letters in it. So the everybody's really looking. It's like going to a NASCAR race and hoping, partially hoping, secretly hoping you kind of see a crash. You don't necessarily want anybody to die, but you want to see a crash. Two-thirds of the people that are going to be watching Joe Biden tonight are really hoping he just has one big bad gaffe. It would be perfect in clown world for Joker Joe to make that the seminal event of these early Democratic debates. And in that capacity, let's go to video three, because you still have an opportunity to purchase the Clown World T-shirt that is a signature iconic only available at InfoWars. And let's show that video now.
Trigger a leftist authoritarian. Get a great shirt and fund the InfoWar. It's a limited edition made right here in the United States. We just printed 5,000 of them to commemorate the two nights of Clown World Democratic National Debate in Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, the shirt is amazing. It's got InfoWars.com on it. Clown World in the back. It's like a concert shirt. It commemorates all the idiotic candidates. It's a First Amendment extravaganza. It celebrates the fact that we're awake to their clowning, and it funds the InfoWar. We've already sold one-fifth of the shirts, so only 4,000 are left as of me taping this. It'll be gone in a few days. So, again, thank you all for your support. It's your chance to get this limited edition shirt and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get your ultra limited edition Clown World T-shirts today at InfoWarsStore.com.
So definitely join in tonight, the ClownWorld.us, so you can watch the participation, the dialogue, and discussion of the debates, what questions have been asked, what questions have been avoided, what questions have been ignored, whether Joe Biden, Joker Joe, Sleepy Creepy Joe in the Me Too era makes another gaffe of his famous, infamous kinds, whether Kamala Harris has asked meaningful questions about her connections to corruption and investigations, including connections to Speaker Pelosi and Senator Feinstein, whether or not there's meaningful questions about the various war policies some of them have promulgated, whether or not they're challenged on lies, such as, you know, the cages that kids are facing involving illegal immigration. People generally are detained when they do something illegal. Whether or not there'll be meaningful questions about the fact that was Barack Obama's idea has been publicly reported. Whether or not they're going to discuss the cartels making millions and billions of dollars off human smuggling. whether they're going to discuss real questions, real controversies, and real past. Tune in tonight for the clownworld.us debate, discussion of the Democratic debate, and whether the big media and big tech continue to collude and conspire against an independent free press. Thanks for joining the Alex Jones Show. Continue to support InfoWars.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.